Now notice as he moves on, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, the important thing to note here is this, that he's not saying we do not need teachers. We do need teachers. Or else Paul was certainly wrong in Ephesians when he made the statement that God has given to the church certain men that are gifted, some to teach, some that are evangelists, and some that are shepherds that can minister and counsel folk. And he's given these to the church to build up the body of believers. And I think that's important. I think we all need to sit under good teachers. As I look back over my life, I thank God for the godly men that have crossed my pathway. And they are the ones that are responsible, actually, for me being in the ministry. I have above right now this Ampex machine, which is making this tape. I have the pictures of four men, and I keep them right before me all the time. These are four men that when you put them together and their influence on me, it's the reason that I entered the ministry. These men that affected my life. Now, you don't know these men, but I'm going to give you their name. The first man is a man by the name of Joe Boyd in Nashville, Tennessee. He was a layman. When no one else seemed interested in a young fellow who wanted to study for the ministry, this man got interested, and he's actually the man that did the footwork of making it possible for me to have a job, to go to college, for me to get a loan to go to college and seminary. And he followed my ministry, and I was his pastor for 3 years. And he was a wonderful man. I thank God for him. And next to him is the pastor there. And I followed him, Dr. A.S. Allen. He's one of those unsung preachers that you don't hear about today. But he was one of the greatest preachers I ever listened to. Then next to him is Dr. Lewis Sperry Chafer, the founder and president, first president of Dallas Theological Seminary. And my, when I heard him, that's what turned me on. I said, this is the thing I want. And then next to him is probably the brainiest man that I think I ever met, Dr. Albert Dudley, a man that had great influence upon the turn that I took in the ministry to become an expository preacher, and not to get up and give little sermonettes to Christianettes as a preacherette. But I thank God for him and for all these men. So that John is not saying these are not essential, but he's saying something here that's important for God's children today. But the anointing which ye have received. Now, we've seen that before when we were talking back about the unction of the Holy One, the unction of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that's one of his ministries, that the Holy Spirit is to teach us. He's able to guide us into all truth. The Lord Jesus, the great teacher, he says, I'm going to send you the real teacher, the Holy Spirit. When he's come, he'll lead you and guide you into all truth, that is, all that you will be able to contain and all that I'm able to contain. Now, there ought to come a day when you and I can stand on our two feet as far as the Word of God is concerned and give a reason, as Peter says, for the hope that is in us. We ought to be able to do that. And there is a grave danger in this, and I want to say this rather carefully. I know people, and I've known them now for periods of 30 years. And they have been going to Bible classes, and they've been studying the Bible, but they never get anywhere. And they are the ones that bring Bible teaching into disrepute. Because I meet some of these people, I've seen them at Bible conferences in the summertime. I've seen them for 30 years. And they are today right where they were 30 years ago. as Paul said to young preacher Timothy, silly women laden with sins, ever learning, but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. They don't seem quite to arrive, but they're always got their Bible and they're always writing a few little notes down, but they come up to you at a summer conference over a year ago where I was speaking. I had a woman that came up to me, and I do declare that she asked me the same question 25 years ago at the same conference and had a notebook there, and she's still taking it down, ever learning, but never coming. In other words, we ought to get to the place where the Spirit of God is our teacher. How many of you, when you study the Word of God, ask the Spirit of God to teach you and to lead you? And if you don't understand it the first time, get down on your knees and say, Lord, I missed the point. I don't understand this. Make it real to me. I want this to be real to me. Now, friends, that's important. That's what he's saying here. The anointing which you have received abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. Now, there's certain things the Spirit of God can make very real to you. Teaching you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And that's the reason that the Lord Jesus could say that when the Antichrist does finally come, that he would deceive the very elect if it were possible. But it's never possible to deceive the elect. Antichrist will not deceive the elect that are left on the earth at that time. And today, the Antichrist will not deceive. I know a couple, they were just saved, and they got in a liberal church. And when I finally met them, why, this is the thing that they said to me. They said, look, we worked our way down Wilshire Boulevard, going from church to church till we got to your place. And we knew we were not hearing the truth of God, but we couldn't put our finger on it. We knew it was wrong, but we didn't know how it was wrong. They were just new converts. And I think God's little children are going to follow the pattern. The Lord Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And they're not going to follow a false shepherd. They hear his voice. And the Spirit of God can be a teacher. That's a great comfort today, friends. And we need to test every teacher by that. It'd be well if you tested me by that. Ask the Holy Spirit. Is this thing that McGee's teaching, is that the truth of God? Make it real to my heart, too. I want to know whether it's true or not. And this is very important.